This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is brought to you by Yo Radio, the first music and radio platform with stations curated and managed by artists and influencers from across the globe. From Drake Bell to Megadeth's David Ellefson to UFC star Uriah Hall, just to name a few. Welcome to Yo Radio. Yo Radio delivers the best listener experience and is completely free. From hip-hop to rock to blues to EDM, Yo Radio has the music you want at your fingertips. Download the app now in the App Store for Apple devices and in the Google Play Store for Android. Or just go to YoRadio.com. That's YoRadio.com.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, the paranormal, the lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back this week. We were having a few issues because we've had quite a few people in the studio this week, so Everett's having to recalibrate and do a bunch of computer things.
I just cranked it up about 30% on stream. If we're not allowed on the stream now, yeah.
Too many people giving reach arounds near the gear. That's right, Ryan. That's exactly right.
I wouldn't say that's completely correct, but it's not completely incorrect.
It's pretty true.
I can neither confirm nor deny reach arounds.
And I think all the red dot talk and tomahawk, that could be slightly racist.
What are you talking about? Oh, in that chat?
Yeah.
But yeah, let's leave that alone.
I won't concern myself with that, though. What are we talking about today?
So the name of this episode, I'm sure if you're listening on podcast or YouTube, you've noticed, is called Conversations with Ourselves, Episode 1. So to explain this, it's kind of like, you know how we do voicemail every week?
I do.
And we have a conversation with the people on voicemail. It's exactly like that.
Yeah,
except it's us. We're going to re-listen to our old back catalogs, kind of critique how we did the show, listen to our opinions on what the content was at the time, give our new opinions on it, and exactly what it says, have a conversation with ourselves. Hopefully,
so
it just
for the people that hated me talking to the voicemails, this show might not be for you this time.
Oh, and the great thing about this is I've given Eric control this time of the pause button on the show, so anytime he gets in his little head to pause it, he has full control. I thought that would be...
Cody Hatcher, first time to the live channel. Welcome, buddy.
Cool. All right. Well, let's do voicemails first.
Let's do them.
We had three voicemails, I think.
You want me to get them ripping?
Yeah.
I'm the computer one this time. First voicemail from Ryan Sykes.
And he is in chat. Ryan, here
he is.
No, that's Ryan Barkley. I fucked that up. Shh. What I'm saying. Turn up your computer.
All right, hold on. Hold on here.
He's screwing this up, folks.
That's what you do.
Use that function key in the arrow.
Might make a good episode.
Coming
that's
over.
That's all I'm saying.
I got it right here, man. I just turned it up. See that?
Come here. Give me your mouse.
What you got going on there? Sorry. I got computer problems.
No, you don't. You got brain problems.
That's not true either. There. Possibly slightly.
Start that thing over with this play.
With this play,
and
huh?
The pause is over here.
Oh, well, that's dumb. All right, here we go. You ready?
Oh
this
God.
Is Ryan Sykes.
Jack the Ripper might make a good episode. That's all I'm saying.
He has a good
Jack
point.
Jack the Ripper might make a good episode.
What did he say?
He said Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper would be a good episode.
Yeah. They never caught the guy.
Yeah, they're never quite sure who it was. A lot of people think it was a member of the royal family. Why are you talking to the side of your microphone?
I didn't realize it was to the side. Anyways, keep going.
No, it sounds like a good idea for an episode, though.
I agree. Here's another voicemail from Ryan Sykes. We only have three, so don't worry.
Got to mention Team Everett.
Ah.
Fuck you, Eric.
Oh. Yes.
Fuck the attempt at an English accent as well.
Oh, hey, mate.
Joking aside, I love what you guys do. Keep it up, yeah?
He's totally right there. Fuck Eric.
Anyway. Yeah. Not at all. Anyways, now this one is from The Anonymous.
The Anonymous.
That's what it says.
I remember this one, actually.
Surreal talk, more like sellout talk. No, for real, though. How many blue pills do you have to swallow to put out a show like that? Oh, my gosh. I haven't heard something so bad since Noster Dumbass, or maybe Titanic, you know, but that was just me. I was half baked.
What shows are you talking about?
Anyway, Team Nobody. Thanks for that one, guys.
Oh, wow.
Your pausing skills suck, by the way.
What? Wonder what show he's talking about.
Last week. The shit show we put out last week.
Yeah, why would that would be blue pilly though? Why would that be blue pill?
Red pill or blue pill? I don't know. I guess he thought it sounded funny. Huh. It wasn't that great of a show, but it wasn't that horrible, I guess.
I mean, I get it if it was like we're never mind. I just didn't get the blue pill red pill reference, you know. Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess let's start playing the episode if you can figure it out technologically.
I can figure it out right now. Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
watch this.
Do.
Pow.
UFO beaming back.
Well, you didn't start it at the very beginning, so you fucked that up.
Yeah, but man, remember this?
Yeah, but if you could have started at the beginning.
Among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about it. These leaders have decided to repress.
Man, so this clip came from what?
Tremendous shock that it would cause.
I don't know this part. No, the mad as hell part was from Network.
Network.
I don't have to tell you things are bad.
This right here.
Everybody knows things are bad.
Kind of miss this.
Yeah.
You're listening to Nick of Time, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
This shit was really long.
Brought to you by Lineup Media Group.
We might give it a skip.
Oh, I don't know if
everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep
banks,
a gun.
Banks
under the
are not going bust.
The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the delicate fabric of the universe.
Are you trying to
say? You gotta say, I am as mad as hell and I am not going to take this anymore.
Please, Papa G.
I know. 3 years later.
Welcome to Nick of Time Podcast, a Lineup Media Group production. Brought to you. Okay.
What?
This is our first episode, though, so I'm just stopping right here preemptively to say I'm an asshole and an idiot.
Okay. Now that we got that through.
All right. This week and every week by Audible.com.
Audible trial to plug Audible.
We still could. Listen, this is still legit. This still works, so let it play.
Yeah. .com/Nick of Time and get a 30-day free trial and free audiobook download. And if you're looking to do any shopping on Amazon, visit our website, nickoftimepodcast.com, and click the Amazon banner. Any purchases you make during your session will directly support this show. How's everybody doing this week? As you may or may not.
I'm good. How are you?
I've already noticed there's going to be a little bit of a change in the format here in nickoftimepodcast.com.
You're right.
We're
going to
be switching it up a little bit. I'll be the new host, Eric, and my co-host, Everett.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, Everett.
New format or not, it's going to be business as usual here at the Nick of Time podcast. All conspiracies all the time. So let's get right into it. This week's topic is the Illuminati.
All the time. Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. That's kind of a big topic for you conspiracy guys, huh?
Everyone loves to talk about the Illuminati.
Oh, do they?
They really like it. It's a very high profile conspiracy.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that sounds interesting.
It's been in books, it's been in TV, cartoons.
All right, well, let me give everyone a little bit of background on the Illuminati, kind of just a general overview of what they are. They're a highly satanic Luciferian cult. They're a secret society supposedly bent on world domination.
Did you hear that? Supposedly. We got to do a supposedly counter.
Yeah.
You're going to have the supposedly counter. Let me get a notepad up here. This is worth it. Supposedly. If that's how you would, it's trying
gotta
to correct
be
it.
In it.
I corrected my spelling. Hold on. Supposedly. It keeps making it supposedly. Anyway, there's one. I put an X for everyone. There you go.
They're also supposedly connected to the New World Order.
That's two.
Already. Skull and Bone Society, the Federal Reserve, and the Freemasons, just about every evil entity on Earth. And, did I mention only the world's most rich and powerful are allowed membership?
You did not mention that, Eric.
Yep, these crazy people are supposedly into rituals, sacrifice, blood sacrifices. They're nasty, nasty
people
with connections all over the world.
They sound like they're witches or something.
Well, I mean, you know, they...
Good point,
Everett, that's not exactly true, but they very well could be. I don't know.
If you just listen to Eric Everett, you'll have a better time.
I've done a lot of research on him so far. And
nothing to box out witchery, huh? Witchcraft?
Right. Well, no, some of the rituals that these people
witchcraft,
are doing.
That's a whole other show.
Why are you stuck on witchcraft there? What's up with that?
I don't know, man. This is a long time ago. This is my first ever show.
No, you'd been on shows before. This is my first ever show.
You know what? That's a good point. I had been on other podcasts before.
Yeah, we won't want to get into that. Some of the rituals that these guys do, though, man, is very crazy. Could be along the lines of witchcraft. Back to what I was talking about, though, they've got their hands in like every major pie on earth. It could be financial, political. They've been said to blame for starting wars.
The proverbial men behind the curtain.
Yes, definitely.
They are the hand that writes and quickly moves away.
They're said to have had their hands in the financial, the political, the wealth distribution, stock markets, terrorism, banking,
all of that.
Toppling governments. These people have their hands in everything.
Holy cow, yeah, so you missed one. Bad movie.
Well, yeah, that's what it's sounding like. Kind of makes me scared.
Politics, finances, jeez.
Right, jeez. The rulers of the world, the true rulers of the world, based on what I've come up with.
What else you got on them?
Well, they were founded as an actual society, May 1st, 1776, by
a guy named... So they're 247
years old. I did some research on this.
Pause that up. The Illuminati is not even, at this point, confirmed, and you're giving us an actual confirmed.
No, there was an old... Listen to what I just said. There's
right.
Can
you wind it back
in? Yeah, Adam Weishaupt. I still remember all this. Yeah, the Illuminati is definitely real, just not in the way everyone thinks.
Okay.
World based on what I've come up with. Here
what
we go.
What else you got on them?
Well, they were founded as an actual society, May 1st, 1776, by
a guy named... So they're 240-something years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're coinciding right around with the start of the United States of America by a man named Adam Weishaupt. He was born 6 February 1748, and he died 18 November 1830. He's from Bavaria. So he had a lot of crazy ideas that made him want to start to form the Illuminati. He was into spreading logic and reason.
Why are you talking so fast?
Give you a break. Calm down.
Talking fast.
I know you are.
Education and politics.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Well, no. Of course, that doesn't sound too bad, but overwhelmingly exert his force over the public was his end game in that. See, so he had some plots for founding the Illuminati. He had 6 reasons that he was wanting to found it so that he would... These are all going to be like his main reasons for starting it. He wanted to abolish national governments. That sounds crazy, right?
Give it to me.
Anarchy, sounds like.
Right. Abolish all inheritance. And I can only suspect that as abolishing inheritance, that would mean that so no one can carry their wealth through the generations.
Yeah, but so that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But so how would you ensure the same Illuminati all the way through if they're not allowed to? Oh, so that everyone else had to. Abolish inheritance for everyone else except them.
Right.
Okay. So, like, yeah, so I'm saying, like, so if you abolish inheritance, then who's no one's to say your family line's going to go on any further?
I guess that was the thought.
So that would be the only thing I could think of with that. Abolish private property. So I guess they want to be state-owned everything.
Sounds like communists.
Mm-hmm.
They also wanted to abolish individual home and family life as the cell from which all civilization has stemmed. This guy was really into abolishing all...
Hang on.
Yeah, he's the guy, Eric, kind of an idiot. Let me hear what he had to say.
For once, we agree.
Anything?
Sounds like communists. Hold on. Big Boofy's asking, pause real quick. Are you going to do this for the next, like, 30 weeks? No. Every other week, though, I want to do this.
He's like, if so, fuck you, unsubscribe.
Yeah. No, not the next 30 weeks, but every other week I want to kind of do this.
No, it's been super.
I'm hoping it'll be cathartic, too, and kind of help pull us back into the same type of feeling we had before.
Right. It's been super freaking busy at work. And
this
just
is an easier way to do a show, too.
Getting the time to give a lot, because a lot of these topics need more time. So what? Oh, yeah. That ought to be next week. We shouldn't do it in order.
No, we'll get there. So in chat, Robert Dress is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Can't wait until Everett listens to himself on the Pizzagate episode. I can't either, but we'll get there.
Individual home and family life as the cell from which all civilization has stemmed. This guy was really into abolishing all patriotism. He wanted to abolish all religion so Luciferian ideology would be imposed on all of mankind. So like I said, this cult is really, and that's what they are essentially, is just a cult. They're really highly satanic and highly into Lucifer. So yeah, this guy had a lot of crazy ideas.
Not like the fun Lucifer, though.
No, these would not be described as fun.
Is that like the third word you've said this episode? I mean, like, you didn't talk a lot.
Uh-oh. I wonder if our shit's froze here. It looks like our shit's froze.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Is yours still going?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Our recording's going, too, so we're in good shape.
These are very, very bad people. Hell, we just talked about ritual sacrifices, so, I mean, how much fun could there be in that?
Doesn't it scare you a little bit, kind of calling them out like this?
Hey, I imagine it's fun.
Oh, no.
I imagine it's fun for them doing the ritual sacrifice, because if you're into that shit... It's probably a good time.
I mean, if you're into
it. Not for me. I mean, obviously, I'm not into it, but I bet if you're into ritual sex, just like anything else. It's just taboo.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm...
Hold on, I'm not condoning
ritual sacrifice, though, by the way. I'm just saying.
Hold on, pause it up real quick. Sorry, everybody. We're having some sort of technical difficulty. Our stream is
buffering, frozen.
Yeah, hold
froze,
on.
Froze, buffering.
I want to pause the record, too.
We're going to pause the record, too. Good day, man. And, yeah, we're just having some issues, man. No big
deal. I've been ready. Yeah.
And we're back, you know, let people know who are listening on podcast, what just happened.
Yeah, we just had a technical difficulty. We had to stop the recording. We didn't do any editing, though. We just stopped it, and we are starting it back up again.
All right.
Supposedly
right
counts at four.
What's that? Supposedly counts at four? I had it at three.
Very, very, very strong like bull.
Strong like bull? Yeah, all right, right. Man, I got you.
But yeah, so I mean, that's basically an overview of the Illuminati. That's what they are. That's what they are. So they've been in pop culture for quite a long time.
You don't say.
So we started the pop culture section pretty quick on this one.
Yeah, what are we, like 6 minutes in, including the intro?
Yeah, nice.
God, we were just, I don't know, but like I said, I've said this a million times before.
Hold on, chat's got a good point. They said it was, I bet it was that Dick T who messed with everything. That's funny. That's funny. He's sitting over in a chair over here today, so he
can hear
I
you.
I kind of like that.
He can't
funny.
Hear you.
He's anyway.
Why are we with this?
I'm saving some CPU on that, just letting
oh,
you know.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm sure you've heard many references in pop culture. Sure. Have you heard of the Illuminati over the years?
Of
movies,
course,
music.
TV, books.
Right. So they've been very popular, such as movies, comics, television, games, books. They were even mentioned in the 2001 film Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, whose antagonist was a very high society calling themselves the Illuminati. References can also be found in the music industry from artists.
Man, it almost seems like I just wrote all this out on a bunch of pieces of paper when I was doing my research and read from it.
Dude, you still have all those notes that you took and everything? Like, did
all
you pretty much script every word you said?
No, I didn't script every word I said, but as I was reading
next
it, I
week,
knew how I
wanted
to come out.
You got to bring those notes in for your show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, bring in the notes, because we still have notes from every single show we've done.
No. I still have notes from every single show we've done.
I have every written note I've ever did, so I'm sure that's
right,
on the server.
So you about half the shows. You didn't start doing research until like
bullshit.
16, 18 episodes in.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that.
I mean, you can tell. Okay, I'm not shitting on you, but you can tell by your amount of involvement in this episode that we're listening to now. You didn't do much. I'm not saying we do much better now, but I'm going to start it back up. All right, what do we got?
Such as Young Jeezy, Gamma Ray, Meek Mill, Immortal Techniques.
I've never heard of these.
All that information there can be found on a Wikipedia page about the Illuminati.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
There's information.
Oh, now I get it. Now I get it how horrible that sounds whenever we're going through an episode. Yeah, we got this on Wikipedia. Oh, you got it on Wikipedia?
Yeah, that's I just said, oh, really?
Yeah.
All over the internet about them. This is as secret as this society is, it's crazy because there's a lot of information on them out there all over the place. You know what I mean?
Sure. It's kind of weird if they're so secret. The whistle's been blown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You think as a secret society, there shouldn't be this much information on them, but there's, you know, actually quite a bit of decent information out there on the Illuminati right now.
Decent, eh?
So let's get back in. So apparently they've got their hands in select.
I wonder how confusing it is listening to this whenever we're talking over it. If it's me replying to you back then, or if it's me back then replying to you back then.
Oh, I bet it's super confusing because there's four of us in here.
It's great. That's why it's a conversation with ourselves.
Are we insane for doing this? Does this mean we're insane?
I don't know. We'll get some good feedback, I hope.
Celebrities, too. So,
celebrities who are members of the Illuminati?
Yeah, so these are supposed to
be underlings of the Illuminati.
That's five.
There's everyone in the underling.
Well, I've checked a bunch of different sites, and I've got a bunch of names of people that are, like, supposedly just members of the Illuminati, but then I've got other names of people that were...
Cody Namekiller says, it is very confusing, but we'll figure it out.
Or supposedly...
What is all that?
Maybe I should just address...
You hear that?
No, man.
Okay, man.
Are
I'm
you
hearing?
Crazy. You hearing ghosts?
I hear it clicks.
I think when I address you from the podcast, I'll just say the ghost of Everett passed.
It's too long.
What is that?
Oh, we're getting noise through the headphones through T's headphones somehow. Is what's going on? I don't know.
That's insane.
That's what I'm hearing though.
I can
hear that.
Totally.
Can you hear me now?
No, there's nothing there now.
That mic needs to be muted over there.
Here, hold on. I'm gonna go beneath it.
Stoned? Maybe. Kind of like Rick and Morty with different dimensions. Technically, you're talking to yourself from other dimensions. Listen to that. Cody Hatcher, awesome. It's like Rick and Morty. Technically, we're talking to ourselves from other dimensions.
Yeah, it's like a time machine war. We're talking to the past. Anyway, start it back up.
Members of the Illuminati that didn't do what they wanted, and then they made them go nuts.
Who? Oh, how'd they do that?
So, Scientology. Well, I mean, this is a conspiracy theory, so, I mean, not everything's going
to,
connect all the dots together. So, but some of the alleged celebrities...
Let's back that up for 1 second.
That's so funny. I didn't hear it.
It's a true statement. That's what's funny about it.
Oh, that would be funny, you making something true.
Do what they wanted, and then they made them go nuts.
All right, listen.
Sounds like Scientology, kind of.
Right, so like, Scientology. Well, I mean, this is a conspiracy theory, so I mean, not everything's going to, you know, connect all the dots together. So, but some of the alleged celebrity members
If all the dots connected, it would totally not be a conspiracy theory.
The Illuminati go as far as, say, Bill Gates, Jay-Z.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, his wife, Beyonce, rapper.
Whoa. Bill Gates is married to Beyonce?
Yes, he is.
No, Jay-Z's married to Beyonce.
Oh, you're just going so fast here.
See?
Rapper Chris Brown, President Barack Obama. I'm personally behind that one.
Oh, gosh, here we go. Did you hear what I just said? I'm personally behind Barack Obama being in the Illuminati.
I'd like to say a word on each of these as we go. Chris Brown. You think that had anything to do with the old Rihanna slip slap?
No, because...
Everett, I think that's hardly relevant to Ghost of Everett's past.
I thought it was funny, though, at the time. I think it's funny now.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, I got to laugh. But yeah.
Further on down my list, Rihanna's on the, she's supposedly in the Illuminati as well.
So it was a ritual thing when he slapped her around. It had nothing
objection,
to do.
Speculation.
Fair.
Oh, I found it, her, on three different websites saying that she was in the Illuminati.
It's on the internet. It's gotta be true. Dude, what movie was it where the guy, everything he read on the internet he thought was true?
I have no idea. I know the one where you couldn't lie. That was cool.
Anyway, keep going.
Anchor and BeforeIt'sNews.com both listed Rihanna and Chris Brown both as alleged Illuminati members.
Crazy. What else you got?
Well, Barack Obama, like I said, I'm way behind that one. You know how I feel about Barack Obama.
Barack is in the Illuminati.
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, Lil Wayne, Kanye West.
Lil Wayne, that explains a lot.
Kanye West and his wife, Kim Kardashian.
I've
heard that multiple times about Kanye and Kim being in the Illuminati.
I can't believe some 240-year-old organization would allow Kanye West. Into their fold, but.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that guy's a train wreck. So is his wife.
Burn. Call the fire department.
But other names, big names, Miley Cyrus, Nicolas Cage, Justin.
No way.
Can't be Nick Cage. Yeah, I'm wrong there. Eric, Ghost of Eric, you are wrong. And you're a liar and a fat mouth for putting that out there.
Timberlake, Bono. Bono's supposedly in there too. Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Every website that I went to said Daft Punk was in the Illuminati.
He's just that weird techno guy, right?
Yeah. I don't know. His music sucks. I tried to listen
to it. Who knows? Maybe there's some subliminal stuff on there.
I don't believe you did.
It very well could be. I might have to get a little deeper
start a
in
conspiracy.
That. P. Diddy, also rumored to be in the Illuminati.
Sure.
Madonna. Madonna was a big one. Will Smith, his son Jaden Smith, and Tupac also.
Tupac could not have been in the Illuminati.
Why not?
Because that's not what he wasn't about that. Like, I got to go back and think about that. Like, no, Tupac's wrong. He just doesn't fit.
Fair enough. Moving
and
on.
And Biggie also being
Daft
in
Punk
Tupac.
Or two guys.
Yes.
There's a combo.
Yeah, really.
The chat says Daft Punk was two guys or is two guys. Two different guys? What? I thought it was just one guy up there.
Wow, you'd have had me fooled.
Yeah, man. I don't know shit about that.
Don't hate on Daft Punk.
I'm not hating. You got to know what it is to hate it, hopefully. I guess you don't know what it is to hate it.
Right. Well, and you know, in some of Tupac's songs, he actually speaks out against the Illuminati. He calls it the Killuminati.
The Killuminati.
Killuminati, yeah. Things? So that's like, I guess, him and his bandmates thing. Oh.
Killuminati.
Bandmates.
But they've also said to be responsible for causing celebrities to lose their minds. Now, I don't know if this is directly correlating with MK Ultra, which is the government mind control program, but they're saying that the Illuminati has caused celebrities such as Amanda Bynes, Britney Spears, Lindsay.
Amanda Bynes lost her goddamn mind.
That's what you're saying here. They've caused all these.
Did you not know all the?
I don't know who Amanda Bynes is. You know me. I'm half retarded when it comes to.
I think she was in Eurotrip, right?
Can't say that, can I? Was she the girl from?
No, I mean you can say it because like it would be like literally you were meaning you were retarded. It wasn't like you were making retarded somebody. It would have made you mentally retarded.
All right, well, my brain doesn't work right.
Lohan, Cat Williams, all to just lose their ever-loving shit.
Since this episode aired, Cat Williams got his ass whipped by a 15-year-old on a soccer field. And then now he's back to doing tours, so maybe he's in good with them again. But he was fucking, I guess, apparently.
He cracked.
Yeah.
He tried to do that Chappelle thing, and it didn't work out.
Dude, can you imagine if they actually had something that, like, made you fucking lose your mind like these people did, where it was just fucking, that'd be nuts, wouldn't it? Like, all of a sudden, everything's
I mean, literally,
different
yeah,
and wrong,
it would be nuts.
And, I mean, yeah, but so how would you
it's
know?
It's a mental breakdown. It happens.
How would you know? If you were fucking crazy or if everybody thought you were crazy and you thought you were sane, because that's a telltale sign of a crazy person. They think they're sane.
Yeah, I think I'm sane.
You could very well be crazy.
know.
Yeah, those are all train wrecks over the last few years.
And you don't think that's just standard psychosis? That's the Illuminati, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what...
Failed Illuminati.
Standard psychosis, Everett?
Good question. I think it's a good question.
Ghost of Everett's past, I'd like to ask you a question. I know you can't answer.
I will represent.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I'll answer for him.
How is that standard psychosis? Like, you understood, like, you're telling me that all these people getting crazy is standard psychosis, that they're all having it. And
and you're telling me that all these people going crazy...
I didn't say it was related, but I'm not just going to sit there and blanket statement either.
I think it's more likely that it's a standard psychosis, whatever that actually means, than all of these people are given some sort of crazy drug, which just seemed to be what you were inferring, the Illuminati crazy drug.
I might have inferred a crazy drug, something like that. Yeah.
I think it's a little more likely that it's just they're going crazy.
They all just went nuts, huh?
Yeah.
Mind control.
That's what my research is telling me here. I mean,
I kind of feel sorry for all of them, though.
Right. And now I've got another list. And I was up way late last night looking at a list. And now these are celebrities who were supposedly killed by the Illuminati. There's another Michael Jackson, John Lennon. Now, granted, all of these are, I've went multiple sites, Google, Ranker, and before it was news.com. A lot of political figures are on my list right here.
Which, before it was news.com, I ashamed to say I found out since then that's a fake news site.
It's a fake news site completely?
It's a fake news site.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you know what? Where are we at if we don't grow? You know what I mean? Got to look back at where you started, where you fucked up, to where you're at now.
Fair enough.
They were supposedly killed by the Illuminati. Malcolm X.
Supposedly, there was another one.
Was it? I missed it.
Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy Jr., and John F. Kennedy Sr. Martin Luther King.
Just JFK?
Yeah, just JFK.
King. All those supposedly killed by the Illuminati. Yeah, so there's a lot of political people that were supposedly...
No wonder we got...
There's another one right there.
No wonder we got all those fucking messages about me saying supposedly.
Eric is my guy, but he is too stupid to be in the Illuminati. That's why you can trust him.
This is true.
You know he's too dumb.
Sorry, everyone, I've met him. Maybe he's a sleeper agent.
Taken out by this nefarious cult, too. Now, one can only speculate whether it would be to make strong political or financial gains, because we know the Kennedys had their hands in a lot in American politics as well. Malcolm X, maybe they took that guy out just to divide the races a little bit. There's all kinds of different theories that could be thrown around as to why these people killed by the Illuminati or supposedly taken out.
Boom, there's another.
What are we at?
No, there's a lot of different people. Like, the list just keep going on. I mean, it seems like these people are just killing everybody.
Fucking psychos.
Yeah, man, it's like mass murders up in here.
Right, yeah. I mean, so it should be Illuminati. Hell, kill Illuminati actually makes a lot of sense because it just seems like they're fucking killing everybody. But so what do you think? What's your thoughts so far on the Illuminati?
I don't know. It seems kind of crazy. I'm just trying to come up with motives.
I'm way in humor mode at this point. You can think money all day long, but
money only gets you so far. You got to think it's more about pressing their views, whatever they are, on the rest of the world.
Yeah, I would think their views.
I got to commend me, though. I was giving it the full fucking effort at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, not really.
Get back to that.
I kind of like it more whenever you are engaged in the opposite way, where you're asking me questions about how this is.
So instead of just kind of.
It makes for a better conversation whenever you're like, oh, yeah, I could see that. But or whenever you don't do that, when you're like, yeah, but why would they do that? You know, when you start asking questions and trying to, encroach on why.
Fair enough.
I like the conversations that go that way better.
Money and power. I think a lot
that's
more
what the power's about is making sure that they.
That's the power of Illuminati.
Oh, come on, that's enough.
And they form the world.
They don't need money.
World in whatever.
It ain't for fame.
Next week, I will not be giving him the pause
button. They're wearing big red robes to ride
this train. Yeah, I feel like they want their influence.
Jesus
in
Christ.
Every aspect of everybody's everyday life.
I see. I would disagree. I would say if they're supposedly trying to keep themselves down, they don't.
I think Jordan I just said supposedly.
You did, you cocksucker.
Right, rewind it back.
Jordan Heiser says in the chat, love devil's advocate, Everett. Me too. That's a good one.
I got to hear if I said supposedly.
Oh, I only went back 1 second. That's not enough. Here we go.
Come on, Engineer Eric.
Money only gets you so far. You got to think it's more about pressing their views.
This is way too far back.
The rest of the world.
Yeah, I would think their views, money, and power. I think a lot.
Well, that's what the power's about, is making sure that they form the world in whatever vision they have of it, whatever their twisted vision is.
Yeah, I feel like they want their influence felt in every aspect of everybody's everyday life.
Really?
I would disagree. I would say if they're supposedly trying to keep themselves down, they don't want anybody to notice that their influence is there. I would think would have it.
Touche. That's actually probably a very good point. You know, they probably don't want their influence felt so much as
Yeah, they're the kind of guys that probably don't need a slam.
As what, Eric? Go ahead. Just give it to me. Or is ever going to interrupt you and you won't get to finish your thought? Let's see.
Fuck you.
We'll see how it ends.
Slap on the back as long as they see that the war in Rwanda went the way they wanted it.
Yeah, whatever, exactly right. Yeah, as their end game goes the way they want it, that's all that matters.
Well, I'm still not convinced they're a thing, but you're getting there.
Right, well.
Oh, am I? Ghost of Everett? I'm getting there?
Apparently. I mean, they are a thing. I mean, because like I said, they were started as an actual society. It's, you know, it's documented.
It says Wikipedia, but.
Right, yeah. Well, Wikipedia is actually a pretty credible source there, hey, Everett.
I can go on there and edit that shit today.
So another thing about the Illuminati is they're said to have a lot of symbolism in them. Over the years, they've had a lot of symbols and different things.
Yeah, that National Treasure movie touched on something. Well, that was more Freemasons, but.
Well, yeah, but so the Illuminati are said to be involved with the Freemasons, too. So that does make a lot of.
See, I made leaps and jumps back then based on nothing at all. Like, I'm just saying, I'm critiquing myself here. Like, based on what did I say?
Okay, think about it like this. Think about it from my point of view. Before we even started the show, I'm talking a year before the show, and you were deep into this. You got InfoWars stickers on your car and shit. And you're giving me these phone calls. Sure, they did.
They did. What the fuck are you talking about? They came with the car, dude.
Okay, sure. Anyway.
Since the.
Calling me up with all these crazy theories, and I have no fucks to give about it. Just think about it from my point of view now. With all these lines you're connecting and all these jumps you're making, and you're giving me phone calls about this stuff at the time, just look at it from my point of view. How would that have been? That's like, think about you from back then started calling you now. Would you answer the phone after the first or second time?
Yeah.
If you knew it was you from back then?
Yeah.
And knowing what you were calling about?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't answer the phone. Like, you called me from back then right now with a Ford time machine.
I'd give myself advice, too.
Yeah.
Jay says in the chat, whenever we aren't talking and the old podcast is playing, it looks like we're having a telepathic conversation that everyone else can see. That's fucking great. All right, let me do it. You ready?
Sure. Some of the Freemason symbology could be also construed as Illuminati symbology, excuse me. So, you know, the one, the most popular, the all-seeing eye, that's all, you know, on the dollar bill, that's the one everyone brings up.
I thought that was a Freemason.
Well, it's both, yeah. So, like I said,
they're calling me on it supposedly again.
I'll add it. I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
Three of them? Three of them called it. Okay, I got it. I added it.
To do with the Freemasons. So that symbology is actually has a lot to do with both of them, because when you look that all-seeing eye up, it comes up as Freemasons, the Masonic lodges, and the Illuminati.
Sure. Or a triangle.
The inverted pentagram, which is just a regular five-star upside down with the two points pointing up.
I know
that's supposedly Illuminati symbology as well. The 666 pyramids, all obelisks.
I legitimately don't think you knew that there was a different word back then.
You think I thought it was spelled with a B, huh?
You don't fucking say it 13 times in a row without a supposedly in there.
You really think I thought that was spelled with a B?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I don't. Well, then why did you pronounce it?
Because
like
it's easier when I'm fast. I've been talking about supposedly.
Supposedly. Supposedly. Supposedly.
Well, you know what? Maybe I got fucking hick language, bud.
Skull and crossbones, those are all supposed to be associated with
some of my favorite things to just have.
Okay, so I just said supposed to be. So you think I still think, wouldn't it be supub to be? Come the fuck on.
Yeah,
I know the fucking word.
There's a t-shirt for you, supub to be. Yeah,
damn it, my obelisk in the living room.
I had a pair of twin obelisks on each side of the TV.
Pause it.
I seen it. I seen it.
Chat nails him. Thank you, Robert. Eric is all heart, no braids. Hashtag Team Eric.
Fuck.
Now I'm hashtag Team Eric. Won me over.
This was a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be, honestly.
Indeed.
Illuminati because of the damn obelisks in my living room.
I get the same thing.
And I got to get rid of the skull and crossbones on my hanging from my rearview mirror now, too.
You do not have that.
I thought that was a pirate thing, but I guess not.
All those were said to be Illuminati symbols, and there's a lot of theory on the internet right now. Like, so you can go and look at rappers' music videos and stuff, and when they hold up their hands, like a lot.
Some of those videos are interesting still to this day. They're like, not just that bullshit with the triangle. Oh, this is Future Eric talking, by the way, not Ghost of Eric.
some present of those, Eric, not
yeah,
Future Eric.
Yeah. Well, future to him.
Fair enough. I guess it's all relative, huh?
Yeah. It's like time. But now I forgot what I was going to fucking say.
So, symbolism.
What's new?
A lot of them, Beyonce and Jay-Z, are said to be making this pyramid with their hands, with their thumbs and first fingers, and that's supposed to be.
I think I saw that in All the Single Ladies.
Yeah, that's supposed to be some sort of.
Like, I saw that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I did. April probably watched that video. Shout out to the Illuminati.
And if you watch that video, yeah, you can just leave now.
Jordan says down here in the South, there's a lot of supposedly.
Really? Don't tell Corey.
on.
No shit, right?
But they're all supposed to be some sort of Illuminati shout out with the thumb and first finger
with
closed and making up the
today, Eric.
Three signed with your hand and also the triangle.
Like the okay sign, like so mean to you.
Yeah, A-okay, that's right.
I'm my worst critic for sure. Well, maybe not the worst. There's the one email we got.
Let's go back to our telepath.
That sign right there is supposed to be an Illuminati symbol.
Holy cow.
Right. So they're kind of a reach on that one, don't you think?
That's crossing the wires on our heads, I guess.
Don't cross the street.
Be careful you throw that up. That's worse than throwing up West Side in the wrong neighborhood.
Right, yeah. No, not the...
Bob White obviously doesn't believe me in the chat. It's S-U-P-P-O-S-E-D-L. And I don't know if it's E-L-Y or L-Y. But as regardless, there's nothing to do with the D and B dilemma.
So all right, it's like, L-Y.
Is it L-Y?
Yeah.
Illuminati. Yeah, so they're a pretty crazy cult and group of people. So, I mean, I guess they're just bent on world domination. What do you think?
It sounds like they're pushing towards something, and it don't sound like money.
Well, you know,
it does sound like money, though, because money's what it's all about.
Yeah, you know.
What do you think it's about, then? What do you think the Illuminati are about? Future Everett?
What?
Present Everett.
Present Everett, thank you. I don't know. Yeah, it's about money, sure. But once you get over a few billion dollars to, you know, the organization's probably got hundreds of billions in it between all of its members. I think it's more than that. It's imposing your will upon the future. And you're like I said before, like Ghost of Everett's Past or whatever you called me before.
Yeah.
I think he was kind of right.
Think so.
I think he was on to something.
I think it's about your views is what it's about. Because once you have all the money in the world, now it's not about... being, you know, doing whatever you want. It's
51 billion versus 50 billion.
It's making everyone else want, you know, be like you, believe your values and views. I don't know.
Be the money, man. The money's what makes it all go around.
Money makes the world go around, true, but money, I guess it can buy a view, you know?
Yeah, well, the more money you have.
They're giving me shit in the chat. So I spell like a sixth grader. Bitch, I'll take you to a spelling bee any day. Bring it.
Have the more power and
you too, Everett.
Control.
How you spell there?
First episode of Better Brother Show is a fucking spelling bee between me and you.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, you'd be fucked.
Every third week we do the Better Brother Show. Now.
Well, give me some money. I'll throw out some.
I would.
Right. So, other plans and agendas of the Illuminati. These are possible things that they were hinting at wanting to get done. Was a one world government and one world currency. And as we know right now, with things that are going on in the news, that
sounds like the euro.
Yeah. Well, the one world government.
The fuck are you talking about, Ghost of Everett?
I don't know.
Euro? That's a one-world currency?
Well, it's a one continent currency. Yeah. So it's getting there. It's a precursor.
Supposedly.
Government is something that's definitely a possibility in the near future. They're wanting to make the New World Order with the United Nations, and that's something that's definitely a possibility.
Let me swerve here for a second with that one-world government.
Let's go ahead and swerve then.
Say we're contacted by aliens. Wouldn't it make sense to have a one-world government?
It would. And actually, Ronald...
Kind of getting into it there. First episode, you're already bringing up aliens contacting us.
Well, I mean, it's a good
point. Was I doing that bad? You had to save it?
Well, let me ask you that now. I don't know what you're going to say on the old episode, Ghost of Eric's Past, I'll say, but what do you think? Wouldn't it make more sense to have a one-world government if you're contacted by aliens?
Yeah.
Fairly simple as that.
I mean, you'd have to have some really good relations with other governments.
Schmeckles.
25 schmeckles.
Yeah. Reagan was a president that said he would find it very funny to see how all of our problems here on Earth would seem so small were we...
You're thrust into the big community like that?
Yeah, exactly. So should we be on the interstellar aspect of it, you know? So say we were charged...
Just for clarity, Armand's in the room. He's not on mic, but he's listening. So, hey, quick, everybody. Here, say hello to everyone, Armand.
That mic right there.
Hey, everybody.
Might be on.
It's a concept show. I just had to join in. A
couple of Team Armands already in the chat today, and really? You weren't even here. Yeah, I told you they fucking love you, Armand. So we're referring to, because this is a difficult conversation to have, because there's President Eric and President Everett.
You can't talk to him. He's not on mic. Hold on.
Oh. So I'm just letting the podcasters know Armand just came in.
I was confused because I just tuned in halfway in between.
So
halfway, you know, during.
We're having a conversation with ourselves.
In medias res, as they say in Latin. But yeah, I don't get this.
So we're listening to our first episode.
Yeah.
And we're, critiquing ourselves and actually just kind of seeing how fucking stupid and funny it was how we were back then. And
I heard a lot about, is somebody saying supposedly instead of supposedly?
That's what Eric used to say every episode supposedly.
Did he really say that?
No, it was only really the first one, and it's because I was talking
so
fast.
Like the first four or five.
I was talking.
Except the 13 supposedlys.
You do know how it's correctly pronounced.
Yeah, we've been through that.
I think he's pretty, come on.
It's because when I was talking so fast, it just comes out better. Supposedly, you know what I mean? It's not supposed to, supposedly. Got I get what it, I know what it is. Just yeah. when you're talking so fast, you're kind of nervous. This is my first podcast. I'm just saying, you know, supposedly.
Yeah. He was a little nervous.
Yeah, it was my first fucking podcast. Give me shit.
What's the difference between symbology, which I think is a word,
okay,
and
I
symbolism?
Knew where mine was coming.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out.
The same thing at the time. What the fuck is symbology?
It's symbols.
But the ology of it?
Yeah.
Well, it's an actual symbol, though, like a written symbol, right?
Why are you asking me this, Armand?
Or is it the study of symbols, right? I bet it's the study of symbols. Ology is study
of. That makes sense, yeah.
Study whereas symbols. Symbolism is where I use, you know, like a
Then
a
I meant symbolism. And we're happened
I think
in a movie,
symbology,
too.
Symbology, right? Like, because you were talking about the all-seeing eye and Freemasonry.
Yeah.
Then you are talking about symbology, correct?
Oh, well, see, I was right.
Yeah, I don't care.
I trust Armand. I don't care.
Anyway, keep playing.
All right. We're listening to The Ghost of Eric and The Ghost of Everett. So that's what we're... Yes.
Coming with an alien race that, you know, had just made first contact with Earth. How would all of our Earth problems seem so small, you know, in comparison if we had to band together and fight against them?
Exactly. It's like the movie Independence Day where they're on the wire with every country around the world.
Yeah, we've all seen that. Thank you, Ghost of Everett.
Yes, exactly.
That's one world government shit right there.
Right, exactly. So, and that's supposedly one of the end games. Right,
there's another one. Shit. We're taking it.
You said supposedly.
We're taking a count.
What are you up to?
Don't worry about it, Armand.
That was number 14.
Has Everett said?
No. It's been on for 16 minutes.
I said supposedly.
And there's a minute and a half intro. So I'm running rough total of about one a minute right now.
Yeah, one a minute.
It's fucking tough.
The Illuminati is a one world government and one world currency.
Maybe they know an alien invasion is coming and they're just trying to prepare the world. They're the good guys.
Maybe you're stoned, Ghost of Everett.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, hell, there's all kinds of different theories out there. Maybe the Illuminati are the good guys. Maybe they're trying to prepare us for, you know, the alien race.
Maybe I'm stoned, Ghost of Everett.
The enslavement that's going to happen. You never know. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that could happen right
You think
now.
They'll ever split up? Like, remember the NWO and wrestling?
That was that old board we had.
There's going to be Illuminati white, Illuminati black and white, and Illuminati red Wolfpack?
No, I think these guys are so coordinated and together that there's no splitting up.
If there was a split, there's somebody getting whacked, huh?
Yeah, probably. More like a mafia almost, I guess. But sure. I've read a couple.
You have no basis to make that statement, Eric. Just saying, Ghost of Eric.
Articles that said they were supposedly the ones that started ISIS.
One. Fuck.
That's 15.
You know, just to basically divide and conquer the world. What easier way to divide and what easier way to conquer the world than to divide them in different factions? It's easier to conquer when there's less people.
We get
true.
It.
Okay, yeah, that's a fact. That's true.
We get it.
I guess that makes sense. So they're saying ISIS is population control?
Sorry.
No, they're not saying ISIS is population control.
ISIS is population control. Everett jumping in with the really good points here. Thank you.
Whacking a fucking cornfield. It's not going to do too much.
Well, no, and it's not that. It's just they're saying basically ISIS is part of their agenda to divide the population of the world. See,
I think what Ghost of Eric's trying to say is that they are a tool, one of many in a toolbox. ISIS is what...
ISIS is a tool of the Illuminati.
Just one of many in the
toolbox.
Well,
Ghost of Eric wasn't too clear on it.
No, Ghost of Eric was pretty nervous at the time. You can tell by how he's talking.
Fair enough.
If you can get them all divided into different beliefs and stuff, then they're not going to stand together. And see, that's what they don't want. They don't want the population of the world to stand together because basically if we all stand together, their game's over.
That's true, too. That's true. Okay, so Ghost of Eric was onto something right here. He must have caught his last few brain cells and put them together for like an end final thought.
You had two brain cells and they got into a fight and the big one killed the little one. I know that to be true.
They're throwing out little political curveballs to split the pop up.
Asshole.
Right.
Keep us distracted.
Keep us distracted. Exactly. So that's a lot. It has to do with the race wars, the more world wars. If you haven't noticed, obviously in the media, they're dividing everything into race wars lately. It's all
obviously
black. It's all black versus white. It's white versus black. It's there's an agenda, and it's
what is it?
It might be hard to see, but it's definitely there.
So the Illuminati not only is political and financial, they're also media.
Well, as I said before, they have their hands in almost everything.
The news, that's scary.
Did you hear right there? In almost everything.
Yeah, you were really corny.
Yeah.
With your delivery.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Ominous. Yeah.
Hey, hold on a second. Pause it again. How much we got left on the first of this episode?
Like 3 or 4 minutes.
We're going to cut this episode in half today like we used to. Armand, you do anything? Are you guys done down there?
I'm not part of that.
You're not part of that? You want to be on the second half of the show?
Oh, there's a second half?
Yeah, we're going to do another.
The second half?
So the first episode was two parts of the original Surreal Talk, or original Nick of Time. So
we'll break and do another one.
Yeah, and we'll reset up three cams, three mics.
We'll reset up with another cam and another mic for you, Armand.
Cool.
No, don't take. Don't, you know, we're not done. We got just a few more minutes.
I mean, you can go if you want.
Yeah, but we'll just take five after. Okay, all right. As you were saying, Ghost of Eric.
They are,
if it's true, they feed us our views. That's
feed us?
Feed.
Oh, feed us.
Kind of crazy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They tell us what to think, how to feel, everything. Yeah.
Gosh, Ashley in the chat says, Ghost of Eric's past was a tool.
Yeah. True.
Not entirely false, but.
Yeah, that's what's scary about the Illuminati. That's the.
Jordan, Eric used to have one hell of a pot dealer. Fucked up partying ways.
Partying ways of that Savior, yeah. We never parted ways. Dude, that board we had sucks.
It's like,
I'm glad we upgraded.
I get it from you, Dante. Mr. Cheezle.
That's funny.
Back door of it all. And the
is that really what that was, the board?
Feeding us what to think, how to feel, who to vote for,
really?
Our political agendas. So what? And what they're saying is that basically our own thoughts aren't even our own. We are actually just doing what they want when they want.
It's all by design is what Ghost of Eric's trying to say, that everything...
I think we got what he was saying.
Oh.
Thank
is that
you.
Right?
Prison Eric, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, just like Ghost of Everett over here, jumping in and just being a smartass instead of offering some good conversation. You and Ghost of Everett are just fucking alike.
I love that guy.
We are the sheep to them.
We are the sheep. Man, that's frightening. But
I hear condescension.
Yeah, there's some condescension
there.
That seems like a pretty logical stopping point for the first half of this week's show. Remember to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show or on Twitter at the Nick of Time Show.
What a hell of a thing.
Also, please remember to subscribe to it. Go back.
Did we? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, the way that changed through there.
Agendas. So what? And what they're saying is that basically our own thoughts aren't even our own. We are actually
we heard you already, Eric.
When they want, we are the sheep to them.
No.
We are the sheep, man. That's frightening. But that seems like a pretty logical stopping point for the first half of this week's show.
Well,
remember to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show or on Twitter at the Nick of Time Show.
These links
also,
are no longer active unless they are.
Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher.
Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher
if you like the show. If you really like the show, give us a 5-star rating and a review. Until next time, this has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production.
Please.
Wake up.
If I don't want to.
All right, so what'd you think? First episode we ever did.
It was fucking horrible.
It wasn't that bad.
No, you know what? It's a lot better than I remember it being.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested to see the second half.
Me too. So we'll break. We're going to set Armand up with a mic and a camera. I'm going to make a phone call. My wife asked me to call her, so...
See you guys in about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. So are we releasing this on the podcast as two episodes?
Yep. It'll be two episodes.
It'll be two episodes?
Yep.
Okay, so we're signing out on the first episode of this week, which is Conversations with Ourselves, Part 1.
See you guys in a few.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com. And subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.